Now, sometimes the Bible passage which is set before us, like the one today, is a lot like life, full of all kinds of stuff. That's how the passage just read to you is. There, if you were to read chapter 21, verses 10 to 35, you would discover that there's all kinds of stuff going on in that chapter. And that is often how life is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. There is often so much going on in our lives that we feel as if we were about to lose control. Now, the big question under such time, in such times and under such circumstances, whoever told you you were in control? Okay, I mean, it's a misunderstanding, but we tend to think that we are. And if that's where you are today, if your life is just filled with stuff and you feel like it's out of your control, listen up. Here we go. First, the text tells us that the Hebrews were on the move. Get ready now. First, they were at Obath. Then they moved to Ai Abarim. Then they came to Zered. They moved on from there to Arnon, and my favorite of them all, Zeph in Zufa. Would you like to live in Zeph of Zufa? Okay, I mean, are you getting the picture? I mean, here's what was happening. Their car was like never parked in the garage. Huh? Ever feel that way? We joke. Our neighbors see it come down, they see it go up. They see it come down, they see it go. They wonder whether we ever, ever there. We just keep going all the time. The car doesn't stay in the garage very long. The Hebrews were going here, they were going there. Do you ever feel like that? Uh-huh. Life never stops moving. There is never a moment when things are simply at peace. And that's how it was for the Hebrews in the chapter that was read, from which Ray read. They were always on the go. Now, you do know why the Israelites' world consisted of wandering from place to place at this moment in time, right? They had disobeyed God. And the wandering from place to place was the consequence of their disobedience. So the chaos in which they lived was not God's fault. Oh, the blame was theirs. It was indeed. And it is true that they often wanted to blame God for the circumstances they faced. They accused God of just bringing them out into that wilderness to watch them die, remember. But the simple fact is that they lived in a world which was thrown out of balance by sin. I hate to tell you, it was thrown out of balance by their own sin. And the fact of the matter is that we live in the same kind of world. So lesson number one from the scripture for today. Here it comes. Get ready. When your world seems to be filled with chaos, don't blame God. It's our own fault, folks, that we live in a world that is like it is because it has been made the way it is. Because people like you and me, throughout time, decided to disobey the Father. The world is out of balance not because of Him. It's out of balance because of us. So when you are experiencing the imbalance of life, don't blame God. Now, you do remember how to get along in God's world, God's way, right? Okay, I mean, I know this was a long time ago, okay, but you do remember, okay, how is it that you get along in God's world, God's way? Whoa, wait a minute, wait, whoa, wake up. Okay, how do you do it? trust and obey. So don't blame God. Simply learn to trust and obey. But even in the midst of their chaotic wandering life, the Hebrews saw the hand of God. At Beer, they ran out of water. Now, I got to tell you, that's funny to me. It may not be funny to you, but at Beer, they ran out of water. Okay? And Yahweh said to Moses, "Hey, dude, watch me. I'll take care of this." So God let the princes dig, and he let the nobles work. Now, if you will, please. It was out of their own hard work that God accomplished this. And an unusual thing occurred. I mean, come on. Princes don't usually dig wells, do they? And nobles don't usually do the hard work. I mean, think of Congress actually working. Okay? I don't think Congress has worked in my lifetime. Okay? Think of it. It would be a mighty miracle if the princes and the nobles actually did some work. But in this case, by their own efforts, God gave the people water to drink. And fortunately, because of all the stuff they had experienced in their wandering and even in their disobedience, the people were able to understand that the water they were given was given to them by God's grace. They were able to pull together and work in concert, even in their sin-filled world, and they understood that the well which they dug was God's gift. And the water in the well was God's blessing. So you ready? Lesson number two from the scripture for today. Look for the hand of God. Even in the trouble, even in the work that you yourself have to do, in the struggles that life presents you, watch. And even there, you will see the hand of God. Look for the hand of God. And then there were obstacles in their way too. People were determined to stop the Hebrews from completing their journey. First, it was King Sihon. Rich, powerful, big army. And then it was King Og. They stood in Israel's way, and they said to Israel, "Our determination is to destroy you. We're going to wipe you out." Now listen to me, folks. Like Israel, you will encounter people who will stand in your way. Some of them may be rich, powerful, influential people who seem to have enough power to crush you. And in your face, they will openly declare their intention to take you down. And if you're human, you will stand before them and shake in your boots, scared, because of the strength and determination of their opposition. I know it, for I've been there. But listen to me. The scripture says, if God is with us, who dare stand against us? And when Israel faced Sihon and Og, God said, "Do not be afraid. I, Yahweh, I will deliver you from their hands." So lesson number three for today. In all things, trust God. He will deliver you. If God is with us, no opposition can stand against us. Be it so forever and ever. Amen.